This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Like Bill Gates, and you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them, they are miserable slaves of Satan, and we pray for them and hope that the Holy Spirit can still touch their soul. But more importantly, we pray for President Donald John Trump in this incredibly serious moment. And we pray for all the women in America who the system's trying to lie to kill their babies. And we say, don't kill your babies. The enemy has been forced out in the open. World government is here. And the system is publicly stealing this election from the biggest landslide and the biggest political realignment since 1776. Our God is the God of the universe. Our God is the God of strength and honor and will. And God is in control. And God is on our side. So we praise God and we thank God. And we know that it's all in God's plan and the Lord works in mysterious ways. Christ's crucifixion was not our defeat. It was our greatest victory. When he rose again on the third day, he broke the chains of hell and death. We have the deed to this planet. We have the deed to eternal life. And we praise Jesus Christ and the Father. The enemy wants to keep the whorehouses open and the liquor stores open and the Walmarts open and the Targets and the Amazons while they tell you the churches are not essential. Congress shall make no law establishing the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. Meaning, our forebears did not have separation of church and state as they spent it. It means the state has no jurisdiction over any of us. Our relationship with God is sacred and is eternal. So no, whatever happens, we will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order. And their walking dead, reanimated corpse, Joe Biden. And we will never recognize him. Trump, President Trump had zero connection to Russians. No proof. 4 years of investigation. With the Bidens, it's open and shut. So I don't know who's going to the White House in 38 days, but I sure know this. Joe Biden is a globalist, and Joe Biden will be removed one way or another.
system has been built to track and trace us. Not because we're doing anything wrong, but so we can be socially engineered and controlled. And now, that's out in the open. One way to take back a lot of your power is to put your so-called smartphone in a privacy pocket when you're not using it. That way, hackers, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the Clintons' contact tracers, and all these big corporations that are setting up this tracking and control grid in the name of fighting COVID, they admit in their internal documents, it's really about a cashless society control system, don't have that power over you. They protect their locations. They protect where they're going and what they're doing. I can tell you, I was the first person 20 years ago who said, cover up the cameras on your computer. And now, of course, Bill Gates and all of them admit they're doing that. Mark Zuckerberg. So get your privacy pockets. They make great stocking stuffers and great gifts. They've been sold out for months. They're little Faraday cages. They're only $19.95. They're back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Give the gift of privacy and security and safety with privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com.
And realize you're not going to get instant gratification, but with Trump, it's as close as it got. Look how far we've come. Look at what we've been able to do, and this is just the beginning. I'm going to turn this over to my buddy for 2 minutes, my great co-host at InfoWars.com, Owen Schroyer, and then the next great guests are coming up here, but remember this. God ordained this republic to stand against the satanic empires, the Nazis and the communists and others. And so, 1776 is God's number of victory over the satanic 1984. God bless you all. And I salute you. Thank you, Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday, December 14th, 2020 transmission. And today is the day that the electors are supposed to vote whether they are going to be faithful or faithless. But when the Democrats and the globalists steal an election, it is not just the right of the electors. It is the duty of those electors to do that. And so when the electors, I predict, will mainly go for Biden from the states that went for Biden, then you'll have some faithless that will say that there was enough fraud that they're going to go with Trump. But I think they're going to try to claim that the Electoral College has certified Biden today. Now, that's not really true. There are more checks and balances, and I've got some reports I'll be laying out. And we've got Joe Hoff, who's a really smart statistician and big international auditor, who has been the leading person out of a constellation of amazing researchers out there that's been exposing the wide spectrum of fraud. He will be joining us, I believe, for the entire third hour. So to try to give him the floor to walk through just historically from the perspective of how big this theft is from the American people, and if they're able to complete it, what we expect to come after that as well. But we cannot give up yet. And I want to explain something. This is very complex, but it's also very, very simple at the same time. And so I'm going to try really my best to do this right now, because I want to tell you the truth. And I want to tell you what's really happening. And I want to give you my perspective and vision of how the globalist criminal continuum operates and where the central brain of it is taking us. Not even where the minion globalists think they're going, or even their top generals and top wizards really don't get the full import of where they're going. That's why they want me off the air, because they don't like their minions hearing what losers they are and how they're going to be destroyed. And that's why they're working very, very hard with over 1,000 articles showing up on Google News alone, over 1,000, the New York Times, the Washington Post, RT, Daily Mail, Newsweek, calls for Alex Jones to be arrested after speech about removing Biden. Now, why do they want me arrested? Well, they say I death threatened him. That's not what I did, and that's actually the last thing I want. This isn't me talking on both sides of my mouth where I kind of make a veiled threat and we don't want him to get hurt. The last thing we want is violence, especially towards that creature. They're planning to get rid of him and bring in Kamala. He's already said I might faint an illness and quit if the people running my operation don't agree with me. I mean, wow. Wow. I'm not going to play the clip. You heard it last week. So that's what this has turned into. And so it's not about Alex Jones. It's about they see me as the symbol of the populist movement that got Trump elected. They admit that. They've had CIA whole operations groups trying to get us off air, a bunch of leftists, a lot of patriots in the CIA and in the FBI and in the military have been supportive of us, and they're good people, but they're not in the management positions. And they're just disgusted as I am and very upset, but you've seen them striking back. All the news of the Bidens being communist Chinese agents and having all those files on top Americans that have been infiltrated by their Chi-Com operatives. I'm going to be talking about that coming up at the start of the next hour. I also intend to open the phones up. So, you know, I've met with former top folks, and I'll just leave it at that. And we had some interesting meetings. And I separately ran into General Flynn, and his security team ran up. We were behind the stage about to speak at the Jericho event that I was invited to speak at, that you just saw some of. And he saw me. He kind of jumped like he saw a ghost. And I said, "Are you scared?" He said, "No, thank you for working with my son. You know, I really appreciate your work." And then he turned away from me. And I said, "Hey, don't be scared. Come here and shake my hand. Are you scared to be on camera with me?" And he said, no. But he seemed really scared. And I get it. Flynn's a great guy. But the judge had just re-indicted him illegally. There's no such thing. He did it, though. And said, "We don't care about your pardon. We're going to re-indict you and send you to prison." So Flynn is just shell-shocked, and I get it. And people are scared of me. I mean, when you get seen on stage with me, they come after you. And I think Flynn's already been attacked so much. But I met with some of the other military people, and one fella ran some of the current operations for Trump, and I'll just leave it at that. And that was a good meeting, and they told me about some of the things that we should relay to the listeners. And so a lot happened in Washington, D.C. A lot happened in Washington, D.C. I was right there in a hotel next to the White House, so we were able to have some meetings. They sent the Secret Service over to see us, and they sent some other people over to have little conversations with us. Then they took our phones over by remote control and just let us know they were in charge. And it was a very interesting time. But the Army came by, and one of Trump's, he ran major operations for a while for Trump. Another individual dropped by. We had a nice little conversation. But let's just say the feds told us we were under surveillance. So it was quite the trip. It's like, "You're under surveillance. We're here to follow you. We know you're good. Just we've been ordered to be here." Because Biden's already taken over. Biden's already in charge, basically. Everybody's abandoned Trump, 99% of people in positions of power. They're all wanting their next job. Hell, Trump's own daughter won't even say he really won. His sons will. So everybody is just thinking about themselves right now, Don Jr. And so that's why I've got to be honest with you about the stakes and, you know, where things are. Because this is not a game for the faint of heart. You can say you're tough, but when they try to put your ass in prison and follow you around 24-7, a lot of people get scared. Because they just can't believe America is like the Soviet Union. It's not that they're scared, they're startled. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. There is a path to victory. It's a little bit different than what you thought. That's why God works in mysterious ways. I'm Alex Jones. You might want to tell folks to tune in.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
About our situation. It's fantastically horrible. But on the end of it, the enemy is destroyed. So I'm going to really try to unpack that statement, and I think you all know that's true. I think you all know we deserve what's about to happen to us. And those that are on the devil's side really deserve it. So let's just go through this together and get closer to Christ. You already have to go to the other side of the planet to hear there's HIV in the vaccine. You have to go to the other side of the planet to even hear that a major leak of Chinese government documents, how they took over the Democratic Party and how they took over the major Fortune 100. But again, that's part of the process. And this face-sucking globalist system is going to be so hard to get off of us that it's going to kill us in the process, metaphysically. But see, countries and populations and ideas are transcendent. So you can have the death of something, but then it rises again. So I'll try to unpack that and lay that out, but this is the real world, because I don't want you to get demoralized when they put Joe Biden in on January 20th. And right now, on our current trajectory, that's what's going to happen. Remember, I told you about the 79 days of hell. Told you about all the real stuff. This isn't fantasy land stuff. This isn't breadcrumbs on the internet. This is the real stuff, guys. And it really comes down to a choice of what are we going to do, because the New World Order is going to put us into a total depression. They're never going to take their boot off our neck. We're going to have to take the boot off our neck. And when we try to just defend ourselves, they're going to call that violent. That's why they're saying, I called for violence and called for the murder of Joe Biden, though that's not true, because they're putting that idea out so I can be made an example of that. When they just accuse you of that, you get killed or you get arrested. Because that's the wheelhouse we're going into. And if you think you can hide from this, and if you think you can just grovel to them and you'll survive longer than others, that's how their whole algorithm works, and it's how they get everybody. So I'm here to be first in line. Just like I was first in line to be totally banned and demonized, I'm first in line. Kill me, put me in prison, do whatever it is. I'm not backing down. I'm not signing on to your Satanism. And I pray to God to give me strength, and I commit my soul into Jesus Christ's hands. And that's it. Because it's you that serve Satan that will have vengeance delivered on you by God, not by me. I'm not going to harm a hair on your filthy head, Joe Biden. God is going to use you to destroy the New World Order. As God uses all evil men in the end to bring down the system. But God's got to have good men that are willing to stand. So anyway, since I mentioned Australia, here's a clip of them talking about the big Chi-Com thing. It's hardly on the news here, or it's like, oh, big deal, the Chinese run everything. Here it is.
But tonight, I start with some breaking news that will be front page of The Australian tomorrow and big news in the UK as well. Amid rising tensions in the Australia-China relationship, there has now been a major leak of official records from the Chinese Communist Party. It is believed to be the first leak of its kind in the world. A register with the details of nearly 2 million Communist Party members. It includes their name, party position, birth date, national ID number, ethnicity, and in some cases, even their phone number. What's amazing about this database is not just that it exposes people who are members of the Communist Party and who are now living and working all over the world, from Australia to the US to the UK, but it's amazing because it lifts the lid on how the party operates under President and Chairman Xi Jinping. But this leak shows that party branches are embedded in some of the world's biggest companies and even inside government agencies. That's right, Communist Party branches have been set up inside Western companies, allowing the infiltration of those companies by CCP members who, if called on, are answerable directly to the Communist Party, to the chairman, the president himself. Along with the personal identifying details of 1.95 million Communist Party members, mostly from Shanghai, there are also the details of 79,000 Communist Party branches, many of them inside companies. This leak, and it's going to be front page of The Australian tomorrow and a big story in the UK as well, is a significant security breach that is likely to embarrass the Chinese president. But it's also going to embarrass some global companies who appear to have no plan in place to protect their intellectual property from theft, from economic espionage.
Now, Australia is a very sophisticated question. And it's a very sophisticated government that has been put in charge by the British Crown from the beginning to oppress their great people. But they have a great culture at the same time. And the Chi-Coms almost took Australia over completely. And they've got most of their major cities are run by Chi-Com double agent operatives. So they're in the middle of trying to remove it. And the Chi-Coms are one-dimensional. They thought just shut off all the Western economies and hurt people. The central government of Australia has been letting the Chi-Coms shut them down to then now blame them and fully get them out of there. So the Aussies really pulled something on the Chi-Coms, I can tell you. And that's what we need here. That's what we need Trump to do. And I'll talk about it next segment. He's just come out and completely level with everybody and just point blank state it like it is. And by the way, Trump doesn't need me to tell him that. What do you think all this is you're about to see? And I'm just telling you, the globalists are not intending to stop. Even when it comes out, they're Chinese agents. And it's totally illegal. Because then it comes down to the point where, well, the FBI is in charge of that. And they're not going to do a damn thing because they're so compromised. And they're not just blackmailing people for money they took 20 years ago or whatever. They're threatening to kill them. And most people can't handle their wife having somebody come up to them at the grocery store and threaten to cut their head off. Most people can't handle, you know, really scary men messing with their kids at school and, you know, like calling up Jim Garrison and saying, hey, we saw your little girl playing in the backyard today wearing that polka dot dress. We're going to cut her head off, you son of a bitch. But first, we're going to rape her to death. Well, Jim Garrison had guts. He didn't back down. But most people can't handle it. And, you know, that's why when I saw General Flynn, and he was basically, like, really shaken, see me. And it's and like, the leftist Q side, they were, oh, look, the great Flynn, it doesn't like Jones. No, he said, thank you for working with my son. Thank you for what you've done. And then turned away looking for cameras because he doesn't want to get in more trouble and have more problems being associated with me. Doesn't matter. When General Flynn was off running Defense Intelligence Agency, I was in the trenches of America waging war on the globalists and waking the entire planet up to build the platform of the resistance. And that's what we've done. And it's people power and ground power that's going to defeat the New World Order. Not Alex Jones, not General Flynn, not Donald Trump. It's going to be you not submitting and taking action in this whole thing. Now, if you think Flynn's just scared of the InfoWar and scared of the association with it, imagine how the globalists feel about it. They fear you. That's why they hate me. The U.S. Postal Service tells InfoWars that as long as you get your order in by December 18th and we're able to ship it out by that date, you will get it anywhere in the United States before Christmas. But listen, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products and fund the InfoWar now at the most critical time, not just in InfoWars history, but this country's history. You have invested in InfoWars. You prayed for us. You've spread the word. You've bought the products. And you've gotten the benefits of the information warfare, of the truth, in the fight against the globalists. But now is the time to redouble all our efforts in praying for a great awakening, which is starting to happen. and spreading the word about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video, and at the very same time buying amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of the biggest sales, if not the biggest, of the year. Certainly on some items, the biggest sales of the year on nutraceuticals, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So thanks for your support. Get those orders in, and God bless.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Foco and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
But better men have got to stand.
I'll ride again.
Better men have got to realize that this is part of the continuum. This is part of the fight.
I'll make a living deep.
And it's got to be us that puts our weight and our will against the new world order and never surrenders and who become invigorated in the fight, not exhausted. You know, during the break, the great camera operator and boom operator, John, that does an amazing job. He's a smart guy, too. He gives me lots of news tips. He goes, hey, are you going to hit the giant forensic audit confirmed by the state of Michigan of total systematic fraud, Dominion designed as an organized crime unit to carry out fraud at an industrial level? That's a big, respected auditing firm, and the judge authorized its release. Of course it's designed for fraud by dictators for dictators. The Chi-Coms put $400 million into it on October 7th. And yes, I am going to cover that. Joe Hoff, who's a big statistician, auditor, corporate auditor, he has been the tip of the spear exposing a lot of this. He's going to be on in the third hour to go into all of it in great detail, but I want to explain something. And I'm glad John raised that, because this is the point I was about to already make before he said that to me. None of this matters if we don't expose that Joe Biden's a communist Chinese agent, and even if he won the election, which he didn't, he is illegitimate, and we must start that attack now before he weasels his way in there that he cannot be allowed to be the damn president. Imagine if you said, you know, I've been underneath that piece of plywood over there in the junkyard, there's a rattlesnake. You can lift it up, there's no rattlesnake. Well, I bet over there there's a water moccasin underneath that barrel. You know, there's no water moccasin. Well, I bet there's a copperhead in those plants over there. I saw one. You go over there, there's no copperhead. Now, that's the Democrats about Trump being a Russian agent. Joe Biden is a barrel of snakes, a snake farm. Just snakes? What snakes? They're like, it's like Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. There's just snakes everywhere. When it comes to communist China and Russia, the guy is a slot machine. The guy is a vending machine. The guy literally sells out multi-million dollar deals for like $1 million a piece. He sells out $20 million deals for $20 million. I mean, the guy would sell his mother for a stick of bubble gum. He is the greatest lawyer, sack of garbage, no vision, no nothing. He'll do anything. And so that's what needs to be exposed, is that, yeah, the media is covering up all the fraud. Yeah, they're threatening the legislatures. Yeah, they're threatening the Supreme Court. Yeah, we're being betrayed because the swamp is made out of weak people that comply. The system's been weakening us and getting rid of strong individuals for decades. Here's an illustration. Major transgender activist group calls for all boys to be sterilized. People are like, wow, what do you think the goal is? That the New World Order wants to get rid of a group, Europeans, the West, you kill the men. Well, you can't, like Pharaoh, who ordered the firstborn of the Israelites killed. That's in Ramses' writings. It's carved in stone. You know, the Ten Commandments, as far as Ramses existing and the Israelites leaving, that all happened. And he said, his father said, I want every firstborn of the Israelites killed. There's too many men. And everybody knew it's firstborns that get the genetic complement more than others, whatever reason. It's not just that they're around adults only, because there are always kids in the village and they're always around other kids. It's something proven with firstborn males, especially, that there's a transference of genetic memory and activation at the cellular level. And it happens with some firstborn girls, but it's mainly men. And it's also done in other mammal species as well. That they don't know why, like in breeding, a lot of times the first, like two champion horses, you breed them, and the first, they'll try to select for male racehorses, and they'll select, and it's that first one they have that's the one. That horse can have 20, but it's that first one. There's just something happens. And so why did every ancient culture, the Aztecs, demanded firstborn males? Of whatever group they conquered, they'd say, we got to do a sacrifice. Give us your firstborn men. Might be 5 years old, might be 10 years old. You had to pony up. Sterilizing a child for a better life, The Atlantic. Imagine a massive, sick headline about chemically sterilizing, stunting their growth, all of it. That's what all this is about. Of course they're stealing the election. They have to. They can't have the repudiation of everything the New World Order stands for. They can't have their whole globalist system fall apart. They have to say, no, we reject that. And then give us the image, not of a strong man, not of a good man, not of someone of honor, but give us the image of a crypt keeper, a reanimated corpse. Now, obviously, a 10-year-old would know what that means. A 5-year-old would know what that means. Saying someone looks like a dead body isn't threatening to kill them. It's Because if they look like a dead body, if they hobble around like a skeleton with a thin piece of skin over his face, everyone gets that Joe Biden's a crypt keeper. Everybody gets Joe Biden is way past his expiration date. Everybody gets what that means. But because it's true, by the alchemy of fraud, 1,000-plus publications, CNN, you name it, Alex Jones just threatened to kill Joe Biden. And most articles don't even show you the video. We'll show you the video, but in the context, if they are that stupid, which they're not, let me decipher for them. I said, I don't know what's going to happen in 38 days. I don't know who will be in there. But one way or another, he'll be removed. And then I went into how he's a Chinese agent and how he's got all the dirt on him and how he's a globalist and how he will get removed, meaning by impeachment or he'll step down. I mean, why the hell would I, A, want to go to prison saying kill some of the president-elect, as they call him, and turn him into a damn martyr? That's the last thing I'd ever want. And they know that. They know that full well. But that's why they lie. Here's what I actually said. And again, it's bigger than Alex Jones. Their move now is, oh, everyone against them is anti-democracy. No, we're for our republic. All of us are violent. All of us want to hurt Joe Biden. And what does that telegraph? Well, it telegraphs their next move, which is, if I was them, I wouldn't do this. I'm saying I understand their mindset. If I was evil like them, if I was a reprobate, if I was a Satanist like them, the next move will be giant false flags to be blamed on the Liberty Movement. That way you can't criticize Obama or you're for the terrorism. They're going to equate free speech with terrorism. They're already doing it. That's their next move. And that's where this is coming. And that's why Trump can't let Biden get in, and we can't let him either. Because once they get him in, all hell's coming. It's not going to go away. They don't want to just loot stuff. They've been doing that for 40 years. They're going to end the country as we know it. That's their game plan. So it's not just that Biden might have a shot at getting in. They're stealing it all. But it's so outrageous and so big and so evil, it should backfire and should be repudiated. But if it's not, they're going to take that as a green light to go all the way. Here's what I actually said.
When the Bidens, it's open and shut. So I don't know who's going to the White House in 38 days, but I sure know this. Joe Biden is a globalist, and Joe Biden will be removed one way or another. Our great first president, we literally are here on his farm. That's where we're at.
Now, again, you got to watch. George Washington. The whole 8-minute speech to get what really happened, because the way the news did it is they took something from the first of the speech, something from the middle, something from the end, like he's a crypt keeper, he's walking dead, saying the guy's a puppet. Then they cut that into he'll be removed one way or another to, again, try to deceive in text. That's all they are, is frauds, and you know that. So the good news is you repudiated them. Trump won. You rejected them. But now they're going to try to convince you that this creature is your president. It's not going to work any way you slice it as long as we keep resisting.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Stood up for those 60 plus million babies we tortured to death, or the tens of millions they've kept alive and harvested their organs now. And so God's going to let evil hurt us. So as much as I hate the globalists and their satanic activities, God's not going to let innocents be targeted anymore without us all getting burned really bad. I was talking to a police officer, a couple of off-duty black cops that were driving us around, taking care of us, doing a great job in D.C. We usually hire about 6 or 7 of those great fellas, because that's the group of cops we're able to hire. They're great people. They are all black. People say, why are you hiring only black people? That's who they are. They're great guys. And, man, the stories they were telling me yesterday over dinner before we left D.C. or late lunch about finding a baby in a microwave. That's a real story. But the guy's first day on work 8 years ago was a young woman, 18 years old, on PCP. People say, well, why don't you just ban PCP? You can't, folks. I don't want to say what PCP is because it'll get out there. But if people want to know, it's embalming fluid, and there's a bunch of other things that are similar, and people soak a cigarette in it or a joint in it, and they smoke it, and they don't know who they are. And they get to the house, the woman's mother's in a wheelchair, she couldn't stop her, and the microwave's still going, and he gets the baby out while it's all frying and still alive, and it dies in his hands. Now, see, that's the real evil, folks. And we all know that little 3-month-old baby put in that microwave, that was a human, that was horrible. We have empathy, but we don't have the empathy for the baby that's 9 months old, the baby that just got born, that they passed laws in New York and places where if they say we keep it comfortable, we say it's not resuscitated, it's still alive. That's a legal term. The heart's beating, it's healthy, but we're going to say it's not a human so we can keep it alive a few weeks to get all the orders in for the organs, then have a procedure where they kill the baby. That's going on in 2019 in New York and four other states. Last time I checked, did Virginia even pass that law? They were trying to. They got a soft-spoken southern gentleman up there. That boy, we keep the baby comfortable. We don't want the police involved, not the courts, just the mother and the doctor. Maybe some other people from the board come. We decide what to do. We don't want to waste that 7 pounds of meat. Oh, but when Governor Northam does it, it's liberal. But when a woman on PCP puts the baby in the microwave, she's a monster. But what she was a human soul removed by that drug out of the way so something else could come in. Oh, she felt terrible after she learned she'd kill her baby. What made her do it? What did the drug do? What door did it open? And you realize that the same thing that wanted to microwave her baby, that thought it was, you know, just standing there in front of the microwave, just watching it pop and its eyeballs come out and sizzling and just convulsing. That it was like watching the most beautiful TV program it had ever seen. He walks into that dirty kitchen, and there's that baby popping and sputtering. He's like, what is it? And he opens the door, and the smell of the baby rolls out his face, and he starts throwing up everywhere. Oh, now the cops are bad guys, though. Well, who are we going to have go deal with that? Well, I hear you. This is the breakup of society, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a spirit. And it's evil. And we all know it. And we have to stop going along with it. Now, we're showing you an actual order form online for how old the baby is. And now the order form is for alive babies that they, quote, have not resuscitated. Again, that's a legal term. Heart's beating, blood's going, baby's happy. They're even giving baby a bottle so that baby doesn't, you know, die before they get them goodies out of there. So, would they steal an election? I don't know, though. Keep babies alive and take their organs. Get a poor mama in there. Ma'am, your baby was not too good. You don't want to resuscitate, do you? Baby's right over here alive. Just sign that form. You're on about 5 different types of drugs right now. Thank you very much. Oh, appreciate that. And the FBI is not going to do anything because that's how corruption works. Once they get something set in culture and get enough people to do it and enough crime committed and enough people gone along with wearing the mask, taking the inoculations, getting sick, kids getting sick, neighbors dying, humans will then tough it out and say, well, we did it for the greater good. And don't you bitch about it. You know, your young men need to roll up their sleeves and in the military and take those experimental shots. Well, some died, but it's for a greater good. And, well, we've got too many aggressive boys out there. Ritalin hadn't worked too good frying their brains. We got 90% of the college graduates going to be women and, you know, men are the new slaves. But that's not good enough. Let's target every little boy and let's put them all on hormone blockers so they are stunted and don't grow and have all sorts of weird tumors that grow, and because it's beautiful and there's nothing more beautiful, as Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, says, than a black trans man, trans woman, because it's a black man that we've drugged and castrated, and that's the most beautiful thing in the world, isn't it? I would be walking around and shake 50 hands just anywhere in D.C., listeners everywhere. A lot of Trump folks were in town, but a weird old crazy looking old man, like a child molester, came by and he goes, Black Lives Matter. He's a white guy. He just says some Soros group thing that believes in ending the black family, ending the family period, castrating black men. And then he says to me like it's a magic incantation, Black Lives Matter, when their whole system is to kill black people first. They want to get everybody. I mean, I typed in Alex Jones, HIV this morning. Alex Jones, HIV, COVID-19, and there were hundreds of debunking articles from March and April and saying Alex Jones is insane. There's no HIV insertions in COVID-19, even though it was in all the prestigious medical reports. And now it's not just in Australia. I got contacted last night by sources in Europe in the trials. People heard about the positives for HIV from the vaccine. They went and they got tested because they've been in the trials and they have HIV. And that's going to be breaking in the next 48 hours. And then it's just kind of like, well, it's a false positive. You got HIV. And then later when you get an autoimmune disease in 5 years, it takes that long to take you over cell by cell. And your body shuts off just like the top EU scientist says it will do. He filed an injunction December 1st on it with the former chief science officer of Pfizer. Wow. Wow. So I'll just tell you, I'll just level with you. I disagree with David Knight on some things where I think he's going on a one-dimensional view of things, but that's okay because that's how the public understands things sometimes. But he's absolutely right that Trump is wrong to have pushed warp speed. And Trump is wrong. I know why Trump did it. I know why he got manipulated to do it. I think Trump's a good person, but he needs to repudiate it. And he needs to come out against it. People ask me on the street like, well, David Knight's bashing Trump for warp speed, and you're saying Trump's still good. You know, why is your operation not saying the same thing? And I'm like, because we're not a cult. It's like in court hearings, they go, well, Paul Watson thought Sandy Hook happened just the way they said it. And then you questioned it. Well, who's talking points? Who's making the... I go, he has his opinion. I had mine. I'm allowed to question things. But see, everybody always thinks that, like, I'm telling Owen Schroyer what to do, or David Knight's telling me what to do, or I'm telling... No, that's not how this works. I think somebody's smart and upstanding and has a big grasp of things, then we put them on air because we're fighting the New World Order. But we're not a cult. But at CNN or MSNBC, there is a talking point memo given out, and that is what you say... And that is what you follow, and that is what you do. So, yes, if they remove Trump, it'll be bad. They're going to come after us. It's going to be absolutely a nightmare. But that's what Satanists do. They can't help themselves. They don't think really 6, 7, 8 moves ahead. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, they are able to remove Trump. They are going to drop the hammer on everybody, including me. I'm not looking forward to it. But in the end, it's going to accelerate the unborn getting the relief they need and us... And the born getting the relief, and the old people, and the medical patients, and all the secret experimenting, because we've stopped valuing each other, and we've stopped being territorial, and we've stopped standing up for each other. And so when we act like that, we become slaves. I didn't plug this hour. You don't do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not in your interest to do it somewhere else. We're patriots. They're great products. We can still get it out to you if you order by the 18th. Great supplements, great books, great films, great survival gear, just so much. Check out all the different sections at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and huge sales right now. All right, I'm going to be judicious when we come back and hit all the big news. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.